with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Remembering September 11th, 2001 and the terrorist attacks that struck the nation 23 years ago today. In remarks at a 9/11 commemoration, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the Pentagon will not allow the attacks' memories to fade.
It can feel as if more and more Americans are returning to normal life on each new September 11th. But not here, not at the Pentagon, because we remember. The men and women of the Department of Defense remember, and we always will.
The hijacked plane attacks killed nearly 3,000 people in New York City, the Pentagon, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Residents of Louisiana are gearing up for Hurricane Francine. Larry Diron at Diron Landing Gas Station in Morgan City, Louisiana, says they're ready.
We're going to have a little bit of wind damage, but that's part of living in South Louisiana. I think we're prepared. I think it's not going to be that bad.
State officials say that the time to evacuate has expired. They're urging residents to stay where they are. Speaker Mike Johnson has pulled a vote on a temporary spending bill that would keep federal agencies and programs funded for 6 months. It's becoming increasingly clear that the measure lacks the support to pass as a potential partial government shutdown looms. The legislation would require that people registering to vote must provide proof of citizenship. Johnson is signaling he's not backing off linking the two main pillars of the bill. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 124 points. The Nasdaq rose 369. This is SRN News. TV shows are pushing abortion.
As millions of voters in multiple states prepare to decide whether or not to enshrine the procedure in their constitutions this fall, Hollywood is churning out more and more shows that deal with abortion. Episodes of several popular programs have featured abortion stories lately, and in each case, a woman's decision to terminate her pregnancy is portrayed as beneficial and praiseworthy. At least 10 states have abortion votes scheduled for November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Civil Liberties Union plans to spend $1.3 million on campaign advertising to defeat candidates for the Montana State Supreme Court who are pro-life or reject the LGBT agenda. The $1.3 million is the most the ACLU has spent on a Montana election. It's also spending money on Supreme Court races in Arizona, Michigan, Ohio, and North Carolina. Montana voters want to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. This is SRN News. Mexico's Senate has given final approval to a sweeping judicial reform that will mean all judges are elected by a popular vote.
The judicial reform was proposed by the outgoing president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, whose left-wing Morena party controls both houses of Congress. He says electing judges will ensure they serve the people rather than privileged elites. His opponents say it will make Mexico's judiciary vulnerable to political interference, corruption, and intimidation by drug cartels. No other country elects all its judges. The vote went ahead in an alternative chamber after protesters stormed the Senate building.
BBC correspondent James Reed reporting. Campbell is ready to drop the soup, at least from its official name. Campbell Soup Company announced the intention to change its name at an annual meeting of investors on Tuesday. The food seller is 155 years old. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.